We've heard Jack reporting this morning. State Representative Steve Hickey of Sioux Falls says he's going to ask the legislature to repeal capital punishment, do away with the death penalty. He says he doesn't believe it deters people from committing horrible crimes. Do you think the death penalty is a deterrent? Call us at 336-1320. Good morning, Jim. You're on Kello.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hope you are too, Jim.
Yeah, trying to stay warm.
Hang in there.
This is a subject that I've had in my life a few times as a police officer and as an individual. No, they should not do away with it. They definitely, there's different types of murder, and the kind of murder that's an act of passion, you know, that's spontaneous, a husband who kills his wife or vice versa or whatever, you know, there may be some leniency there. But premeditated, especially murder by, you know, hardened criminals.
Like we were just talking about, the murder of the corrections officer committed by a couple of inmates, very deliberate, very cold-blooded, and they pose a risk.
And every one of them have killed more than one person, and there's plenty of evidence to show that if they escape the hands of the law, they kill again. And executing them is a deterrent. They will never do it again, you know.
Well, that's true in their cases, absolutely. Is it a message to others, Jim?
Yes, it is. It's definitely a message to others. I've known too many of the families involved with homicides where they got the death penalty. And, especially when they sit on death row for 15, 16 years, that needs to be corrected. They need to shorten that time. You can get due process a lot quicker than that.
No, they certainly do in Texas. They streamline their appeals process, and I agree with you. I think South Dakota, if you're going to have the death penalty, South Dakota should do the same. Jim, thanks. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. It's 835. Good morning, Betty. You're on, Kello.
Good morning there, Greg. Brr. It's a little chilly out there. I think they definitely should keep it, and in fact, I think they should enforce it more strictly. That pastor, he doesn't read the same Bible I do.
Why do you say that?
Because my Bible says if you kill somebody by, you know, the government shall take your life too.
Yeah, I think, it depends on where you look.
I mean, mitigating circumstances, but sitting on death row for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, that is no deterrent whatsoever. And people who are wanting to plan and, you know, they deliberately plan to kill somebody, they count on that business of never being able to be killed. Or it's going to be so far in the future they may die in the first place.
All right, Betty, thanks. 336-1320. Our phones are busy, so we're going to try to get to as many of your calls as we can here. 336-1320. Hi, Todd. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope Santa's going to be good to you.
Well, thanks, Todd, and Merry Christmas to you, pal.
Thank you. Yeah, they need to keep it. Like I had told Brownie, there's somebody that all of a sudden's feeling guilty about something. If he would worry more about, instead of that individual up at the penitentiary, and more about the victims, things would be in a way better place.
We
don't need to see another fellow officer end up like Ronald Johnson did.
So you're saying there are legitimate safety concerns with some of these folks?
Yes, yes. Yeah. They no longer belong on this earth with the evil that's in them.
And in that case, when we talk about those who killed Ron Johnson, and see, I would agree. Because I think those are people. Now, you get to, unfortunately, with some people, they pose a risk. They pose a risk to, you know, they will, and you heard one of the inmates even say it, that if he had an opportunity, would kill again. You know, there is a risk to the people that have to handle them, who have to deal with them on an ongoing daily basis. There is a risk to society if they should ever happen to escape. Unfortunately, I think with some, you get to a point where, now that's not all. And that's what I think Jim was getting at a little bit in his call. With cases being different, And that's where you leave it to the judge and a jury to decide what is warranted in a particular case. Because not every case is the same. Now, you know, I wouldn't want to see the death penalty overused. I think there are a lot of cases where someone commits a murder where they're, you know, we can successfully keep them contained in the penitentiary without them posing a threat to others. But there are those who, if they should escape, they're going to be a threat. They're going to be a threat to law enforcement. And we've seen that. So I would have a tough time also, I think, saying let's completely do away with the death penalty. I would want to use it and apply it as little as possible. But is there something to be said here also for what Representative Hickey is saying about compassion? Get to your calls and your thoughts at 336-1320. Good morning, Dan. You're on Kello.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hope you are too, Dan.
Well, a little chilly.
Hey, hang in there. It's getting a little bit of relief tomorrow.
I know it.
What do you make of this? What do we do with the death penalty, Dan?
We keep it. And, you know, there are so many caveats to that, and it's that if someone is eligible, they have the death penalty placed against them. They don't even do it then all the time. But there are instances when it needs to be available and needs to be used. There are some individuals that are personification of evil, and they absolutely need to have death penalty available. The people that killed Ron Johnson is a good example. Some of the death penalties that we've had enacted have been totally appropriate. And, you know, not everybody that kills somebody in a fit of passion or rage or something is eligible for it even. There has to be conditions met. But if they meet those conditions, I don't have a problem with it.
All right, Dan, thanks so much for your call. We'll get to more of your thoughts just ahead. Morning. We're talking a little bit about the death penalty. As you heard Jack report earlier this morning, Representative Steve Hickey of Sioux Falls says he's going to ask the legislature to repeal capital punishment. He says he's changed his mind on the death penalty after reflecting on the Bible, as you've heard Jack reporting, and he says he doesn't believe the death penalty deters people from committing horribly violent crimes. Do you agree? I mean, is the death penalty a deterrent or not? Should the state keep it? What do you think? Call me at 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. The Attorney General, Marty Jackley, says he will oppose Hickey's bill because he believes the death penalty is appropriate for the most horrible crimes. He says the death penalty does not increase appeals costs and can prevent other crimes, which I'd question whether in the statement that it doesn't increase appeals costs. I thought I'd seen reporting in the past that says that it does. I would question, that's not a reason perhaps not to do it. But he says, when he says that it can prevent other crimes, I don't think there's any doubt about that. If you've got people that are violent, that are perhaps threatening. Now, how do you balance this? Because I appreciate what Representative Hickey is saying here when he's talking about compassion. And he's talking about reading the New Testament and showing compassion to those who have committed violent crimes. Which is when, you know, is when it's most difficult. And that's when it's, I think, we're called to show compassion the most. To those maybe who deserve it the least. What are your thoughts on it? It's a tough question, I think. It's one that I know personally I've reflected on at great length. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. After having given this a lot of thought, I could tell you that generally I'm opposed to the use of the death penalty. But I wouldn't call for abolishing it. I would tell you that generally I'm opposed to the use of the death penalty. I think, you know, those who commit murders in a lot of cases, we can safely separate them from the rest of society. They're not going to pose an immediate threat to, you know, the public at large or their jailers. But there are those rare instances where I think society's got to be protected. And as I mentioned, and I use the case of Ron Johnson, the corrections officer in South Dakota who was killed for a reason, because in those cases, I think if you allow them to continue to reside at the state pen, you're looking at possible threats to the lives of other law enforcement. So let's get back to more of your calls here in our final minutes. 336-1320. Good morning, Tessa. You're on Kello.
Hi. I was just saying that I think we need to be relying more on evidence, which I think goes either way, but not the Bible, not the moral authority of the Bible. I think I'm getting a little weary of people quoting that, because it could go either way when you use that as a source.
In terms of the death penalty, you mean?
Yes, and I think we need to rely on evidence and facts instead of, I don't know where that comes from, using the New Testament. We could use the Old Testament. I mean,
it's very interesting you bring this up, because that points, and thanks so much for your call, Tessa, because I think what sometimes I think we forget when we look, now the Bible is to be taken in its entirety, but you have to remember, when you point specifically at things in the Old Testament, Christ changed a lot of that. When Christ came, he said, specifically, he mentions the eye for an eye, which is one of the quotes that people use most often when they're making a biblical argument in favor of the death penalty. They're going to say, well, an eye for an eye. And that's true. You'll find that in the Old Testament. But Christ changed that, did he not? Christ changed a lot. He changed the whole, the new covenant. He took the old covenant, shattered it, threw it. This is why he was crucified. He took a lot of those old things and he wiped them away. And he said, you have heard before an eye for an eye, but I say to you, right? And then he talked about compassion and showing mercy. Let him who is without sin cast the first stone. So that's where, when we talk about the Bible and the death penalty, people will look at Old Testament and they'll look at that doesn't mean the Old Testament is without meaning. But Christ clearly changed a lot of those things in his teachings, where he took things from the Old Testament and things that had been believed. I mean, this is what had the Jewish people at that time, up outraged, up in arms. Who is this guy? Who's taking what we've been throwing all of this away and saying, no, now I'm telling you this. This is the way. Jesus was an extreme radical at the time. And this is why he was crucified. So that is, at least for now, there will be those who disagree. But for me personally, this is where I think Representative Hickey is coming from, that kind of radical point of view, that we're called to compassion, and he's looking at it, capital punishment, with an eye toward the New Testament rather than the Old Testament. Now, you can disagree with that, and we do. My friends, we're out of time. We'll continue this another day, I promise. So long until tomorrow, and may God bless.